today,
well, it's Christmas Pig, Alistair. I mean, Sunil.
Happy Christmas Pig, James. Happy Christmas Pig, Sunil.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas Pig, Sunil. Do you know what a Christmas pig is?
No, do you cook it?
Or? No, you celebrate it.
You celebrate it.
Alistair, do you know what a Christmas pig is?
Yeah, because I don't listen to our podcast, but I've been on it a number of times, like Sunil, and so I've just got caught up with what our catchphrases are, like Christmas pig.
Yeah, Christmas pig, everyone.
Oh, it's a catchphrase.
It came from Christmas times. Ah. What it was we were doing a Christmas special, and I think this was the second Christmas special. The first year we'd exhausted all the Jesus-based stories.
Yeah.
So obviously he features quite a lot at Christmas.
Yeah. And who is the second most important figure in a nativity story? Pigs.
My little pig.
Next down after Jesus, it was pigs.
I think we'd missed out the story of when Jesus put the demons in them pigs and then sent them off a cliff that time.
No, that's not Christmassy.
It's not Christmassy, but it's Jesus-y.
Bible, it's not in the Bible, is it?
It's in the Bible.
Yeah, but which one of the mad books is it? It's not one of the main ones.
It's canon. It's not apocryphal.
It's not one they found in a cave 3,000 years later.
No, because that would be the future.
Immediately you bring conspiracy theories to the podcast. Sunil Dead Sea Scrolls denier Patel.
No, what it was the poles shifted, so there's different civilizations just contributed to the same document.
just before we go on further, how old do you think the planet Earth is?
6,000 years.
How flat do you think the planet Earth is?
Well, I live on a hill, so hard to tell.
Looks pretty flat for up here.
How hollow and full of dinosaurs do you think the planet Earth is? But no, and so we ended up talking about pigs quite a lot at Christmas, and then that just became Christmas pig, and it's now a thing. It's just a thing now.
Well, it sounds quite wholesome, doesn't it? Mm. Sounds like something you do at Christmas. What are you drinking, James?
Water, softened water.
Ew. Softened water.
Ew, you pussy.
Oh, I add calcium to my water as a northerner.
You just grate chalk like a barista with some nutmeg.
Yeah, softened water. Oh.
Well, Sunil, what with you being from Somerset Way, right? I found a pig story from near Somerset.
Right. Different county or same county?
Oh, no, it's different county.
Right.
Devon. Devon, you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I went there recently.
Oh, yeah. What were you doing in Devon?
Not a patch on Somerset. I was...
that's actually its slogan. When you drive into Devon, that's what it says on the sign.
Where I want this story to come from is Braunton.
Braunton. Oh, I know Braunton, yeah.
It's a village founded by the otherwise unknown saint, Saint Brannock. That's the reports I'm getting here. It's an otherwise unknown saint. And I thought...
Saint Kenneth Brannock.
I want to know how unknown this saint is. So yeah. I went straight to Wikipedia.
Mm.
And he does have a Wikipedia page.
He's not red. He's blue on Wikipedia.
Yes.
Every saint has got a Wikipedia page.
Just like every comedian's parents. Blue hyperlink.
And I thought, of us three, who's got a Wikipedia page? Who could be described as otherwise unknown? Alistair, ABK, you've got a Wikipedia page.
A stub. It's definitely been listed as not noteworthy in the past by...
Can I go and edit it now?
You could. Nothing right. could stop you. But then I will find out what your IP is.
No, hang on. I don't actually know how to spell your first name.
This is my one defense against the hackers. Sunil's got a Wikipedia page, surely.
Sunil, born 17th January 1980.
Wrong.
He's a doctor.
Yes, okay. Did my mum write it?
Is it a different...
It's called the Sunil of Dreams.
What kind of doctor is
it? Surely there's a disambiguation.
No, I don't actually have a Wikipedia.
You don't have a Wikipedia?
No, I keep myself underground, you know, just for the people, really.
With the dinosaurs.
Underground, but also outside.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you don't have a Wikipedia page. I'm sure I've said this to you, but I always think of you as being like the Weeping Angels from Doctor Who. Have I said that?
No,
you know, because
I wouldn't get it anyway.
Well, I'll explain.
Are you not a nerd?
I knew you wouldn't know what they were. So first of all, Doctor Who is a long-running science fiction television program.
Yeah.
And the
he's also
angels.
Not really a doctor, by the way.
he's not a doctor either. And the Weeping Angels, basically, they try and get you, but they never move when you're looking at them. But basically, whenever I look away from you, you achieve some comedy milestone or something. You know, you're in a movie or you're in a sitcom, you're doing something terribly interesting. But whenever I'm looking at you, completely emotionless, and seems to bring no effort in whatsoever.
Yeah, last time we met each other, we were at dinner. I'm not going to be making anything there.
Well, I was hustling because I'm always hustling. networking. I don't know. I've got my BlackBerry out. I'm networking.
I get it. I actually go harder over Christmas just to get one up on everyone.
Is that your secret when the rest of us are resting? You did 12 months of hustle just over the Christmas break.
Now, what I do is I take 363 days off except for my birthday and Christmas Day. That's what I do.
And no, just with those 2 days, he's outperforming 99% of us.
I did do a gig on my birthday last year, and I did regret it. Just because, like, I chose to do it because I thought it's my birthday, so I'll just do it so I can tell myself that I've done something productive today. Absolute waste of time.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a thing with some companies, they'll give you the day off on your birthday.
Will they?
Yeah, really? I think because it's just annoying when it's someone's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking as someone who has a birthday, which was the other day, I was very annoying around it. Like, really asking everyone, what are you doing this weekend? and then me. Oh, going out for my birthday.
Happy birthday, by the way, James.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, mate.
Yeah, actually, thank you very much, finally.
I'm going to Bird World for my birthday. You're both welcome to join.
Is it...
Don't try and make a 1970s joke.
Damn it. All right. If we're going with a couple of geezers...
Yeah, we've got the cameras on, so I can see your expression. I can see when you're getting ready.
It's very 1970s.
Do some ironic sexism.
No, I don't like birds.
So you're going to enjoy their cage?
No, it'd be fun. I do like birds. It'd be interesting. Haven't really done anything wholesome for a long time, so.
Well, how about learning about a saint? Basically starts off, the history of St. Brannock is confused.
Mm. Okay.
And so what I've learned is basically tradition says that he travelled from Wales to build a church in Braunton. And first of all, he built it on a hill overlooking the village, but it just fell down. Instantly. So he had a dream that he was told to look for a sow and 7 piglets. Wherever he found them, that was where he was supposed to build his church.
Sounds a little bit derivative of St. Cuthbert in Durham, where it's a cow that tells you where to build the church. But, you know, I don't want to judge.
As it says in Friend of the Show, Lore of the Land, it offers a pleasant variation on the theme of a holy spot indicated by oxen.
Oh, okay.
Who says that?
Friend of the show, Lore of the Land by Westwood and Simpson. Okay.
But is this what he got made a saint for? But
yes, basically, this was his miracle, was seeing a pig and making a church.
No, you can't do that.
That is genuinely all it was.
Take it up with the Pope, Sunil.
The alternate version of the story is he was attempting to build his church on one site, but the sow and piglets kept shifting the stones by night to the spot where it now stands.
That is the worst excuse from a builder for why a job isn't finished. Like, clearly you've got another job on. Don't tell me a sow and piglets are moving the stones.
Did they just let pigs out and about back then? Were they just wandering about?
As we found over the Christmas pig period, there are a lot of tales of just loose pigs.
Right, okay.
LP, when there isn't time to say loose pig.
And a lot of those LPs now, RIP, sadly. In a lot of churches, there are pigs and piglets like built into the masonry or into the carvings of the pews. And people always cite that as being like, well, that's because there was a pig involved in the building of this church. Again, according to a friend of the show, Lore of the Land, a more likelier explanation is that it descends from a well-known Roman tradition about the founding of a city in that one by Virgil.
The Aeneid.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's loads of pigs in that.
Well, Aeneas landed at the mouth of the Tiber, where a river god appeared to him, and then in a dream told him that the next morning he'd see a giant white sow with 30 piglets. And this was a portent that in 30 years' time, his son would found a city there. And these words proved true. So,
how did they?
What was the city?
The city was
Rome, surely.
No, it was Alba Longa, and his son was called Asanius.
I felt bad. I do know the story of the Aeneid. I've read the Aeneid, so I should know that. Yeah,
and what's it about? Go on then.
It's the mythological story of people leaving Troy after the fall of Troy and founding the Roman civilization. That's why I thought it'd be Rome, and Rome's on the Tiber.
I thought Rome was founded by the two little boys with the wolf mum.
It is. Romulus and Remus. I should know that from Star Trek.
Yes, you should, actually. You daft nerd. Yeah, so that's your basic sort of pig buildering.
Yeah.
You know, 30 pigs equals 30 years, but one big pig equals a city.
Yeah,
it's just simple maths.
That's the exchange rate. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just a little Christmas pigtail, just to wet the Christmas whistle. How did you find that?
What's Christmassy about it?
No, it's got pigs in it.
Oh,
it's Christmas pig. We're trying to put the pig back into Christmas pig.
Pigs aren't inherently... Oh, you're trying.
People have forgotten the real meaning of Christmas pig.
Yeah.
Well, there's Christmas hams, aren't there?
Yeah. Actually, that's a front.
I don't support any of this.
Pigs in blankets.
No.
There's,
you're commercialising it. It's not about that. It's about just pigs being themselves. Running about, pigs. Interfering with builders.
I like pigs.
You're on the defensive now. We've got it.
I've always been, they're very intelligent creatures. Can't see the sky, can they?
Can pigs not look up?
No, they can't look up.
Is this, what do you mean?
No, you got to hold it like a barrel. So
it's just, and the pig's like, what? And then you tilt it back down. It's like, tilt it back up. Back down.
To be fair, I don't look up that much either, but I can see the horizon from my hill.
I've never seen you turn your head in any direction.
I don't have neck. I have very little neck.
This is the angels thing. This is the Doctor Who angels thing.
You're like a Tim Burton protagonist. You just have to move your head and shoulders together.
Yeah, you're like original Batman. I know it's not the original Batman.
I have the build of a front row forward, don't I, where you don't really need neck. you just need thick sort of fat bit at the back of head. Forehead like a battering ram.
Let me grab hold of that.
You need a real blunt instrument of a head, basically.
So, wait a minute. Do you mean pigs can't look up or pigs can't conceive of sky?
I mean a bit of both, I think. I don't think they have different words for... They can't look up. Their necks can't go up.
Is this a continuation of the dogs can't look up thing from...
Is that true?
...Spaced or Shaun of the Dead or something? It's not true. Nick Frost thought dogs couldn't look up.
To be fair, they don't have much neck either.
But some do. The longer dogs.
Okay, yeah. I think their necks don't go up into the air like a bird or something. They don't do that.
Okay. But you can roll a pig over. I've seen pigs rolling right over.
Yeah. They can rotate on that axis, James. Nobody's...
Well, they just need to go on their back and look down.
Do they go on their back that much?
Depend. A sow, a big sow would.
Yeah, I guess.
For 30 piglets.
Oh, you'd be tired, wouldn't you?
Or go on a hill, or be on a hill.
That's exactly what I said. They could go uphill.
They could be on a hill.
A very steep hill, and they could see the sky that way.
It was my only pig fact, guys. Come on.
I hope you've learned your lesson.
Oh, I'm looking at all the different things you can Google after Alistair Beckett King. Wife, mother, tour, hair,
mother?
Eyebrows.
I can understand wife, but mother?
You're not going to believe this. The sixth one down, Doctor Who.
I did one line in a podcast, and that explains that.
Do you want to know what I get for Sunil Patel? I mean, first up, TV writer, lovely. Second, Sunil Patel whisper.
Oh, so he's a TV producer.
I thought you did. You not do an advert? You're always doing adverts.
I thought you just had a famous whisper.
Cash in those sweet paychecks.
Cadbury's brunch bar, that was.
Are you obliged to mention that?
Yeah. It keeps hunger locked up till lunch. No, what's that, Shreddies?
I think that's Shreddies. They're actually quite strict about not using other people's catchphrases and slogans.
Gotcha.
And worryingly, considering how cheeky I've been on this recording, next one down is Sunil Patel Merc.
Ooh, like mercenary.
Like a mercenary.
M-E-R-C-K?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a drug company.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Probably some sort of pharmaceutical rep.
Oh, yeah. And then PwC, which is probably rude.
No, that's PricewaterhouseCoopers.
I know why Sunil knows that, but why do I know what that's?
These are all very professional people.
Sunil Patel artist.
And then, that's not me either.
Finally, Sunil Patel Nationwide.
That's
which
me.
Is which is a request and a current reference to an advert you're in at the time of recording.
That's it.
With Dominic West.
Dominic West, yeah.
Ooh, I haven't even seen this advert.
I don't know how you got away with it. It's been bloody...
I've got a Dominic West fact.
What's your Dominic West fact?
From Sheffield.
Is he?
Is he?
Mm.
Didn't know that from the accent.
Second fact, has no concept of the sky.
I can't look up Dominic West, can I?
Did you Google that?
What, you?
Yes, and Opposite Nationwide.
It was just the next one down.
Was it? Bloody hell.
Yeah.
I always keep tabs of what I'm being Googled for.
Do you not have your Google Analytics notifications turned on?
I don't want anything to do with that, or nothing to do with that.
Well, I'm going
to
set it up for you. Just find out what your keywords are.
Actually, well, your name isn't that common, so you would only get very relevant results, right?
Yeah, it's just me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I suppose your name is, as we've demonstrated, somewhat more common than mine.
Yeah. I can't believe the number of people that get higher up on the search rankings than me.
I'm annoyed, to be honest. PricewaterhouseCooper.
They're just people who work in jobs, like normal people.
They're not celebrities.
They're not doing the Cadbury's Brunch Bar advert.
They're not misremembering the Cadbury's Brunch Bar slogan.
They've not been invited to do this podcast.
They haven't even been on Lawmen.
When you say friend of the podcast, what's the book called?
The Law of the Land.
Yeah, they don't know they're our friends.
Oh, they don't know they're your friend. Okay.
No, the book is a friend, which is really a damning indictment of my childhood.
No, but it's like if I met Dominic West, I would talk to him as if we had met because okay. I know who he is, but he would not. Who wouldn't know who I am? And that's our relationship to the book.
Sheffield.
Just show him a photograph of the sky.
Yeah, get him an angled mirror. Blow his mind. I now have a famous namesake. Is a musician called James Shakeshaft.
No way. There's a second James Shakes.
There is a second. I thought there could be only one, but no, there is another.
Because didn't you look up the history of the name Shakeshaft?
And of course many, I did.
And a lot of it was to do with...
Onanism.
Onanism, yeah.
Yes.
There's no way they put that in history books.
They did.
They would have used euphemisms.
That doesn't mean the same thing. Yes, that is the origin, one of the potential origins. It also might have been like an army pikeman.
Oh, right.
And the guy was so nervous and so shaky that it became his surname.
Yes. Yeah, basically. Same as the spear guy that some people have heard of.
What's that one?
Same route, Shakespeare. Oh, same route, same army position.
Oh, yeah.
So you forgot Norman Lovett's name and William Shakespeare.
No, the second one, the Shakespeare one, that was more of a riddle from you. Wasn't it?
It was. I did give it in the form of an annoying crossword clue.
He's the guy they said wrote them plays.
Oh, no. Here we go.
That's the guy they framed for writing those plays. It was somebody else, obviously.
He wrote the plays on a grassy knoll.
But who's this James Shakeshaft character then, and do we need to do something about it?
I heard of him from Six Music. I was pottering in my kitchen, and one of the DJs that I don't like, so not Huey, came on and said, and our next track's from James Shakeshaft. And I genuinely was shocked. Like, what have I done?
Oh, it's like Black Mirror.
It was like an episode of Black Mirror.
Was it good music?
It's all right. It's kind of folky.
Of course it's folky. I didn't even need to ask.
Weirdly, he's got a bit of the look of an Alistair Beckett King.
Oh, yeah, you've got a folk look.
Yeah. With my looks and your name and any amount of musical talent, we could destroy this guy.
We could get one play on Six Music.
I'll make you some beats, guys.
Oh, lovely stuff. Actually, oh, no, I'm still top.
You're still
areas.
Top. Are you you're still top result, though. That's pretty good.
Top of the results, yeah.
How many Shakeshafts are there? How many Beckett Kings are there?
There's one other Beckett King, which is my sister. Not to dox myself too much on the internet, but it's basically, if you find one, it's us.
You've hyphenated your parents, so that there are only two. I'm down to me and my sons.
And this lad, this singer.
Oh, and this other lad. And I think there's one to do with football.
And probably
shirts.
Their parents as well, right?
Maybe. That was the thing about my dad's funeral. I really did have a sneaking suspicion there was going to be a secret family.
Really? Why?
Really?
There's so many people that look like me. And he was quite the Lothario. But I think we're straying from the true message of Christmas Pig here.
I do feel like we've drifted, yeah. Happy Christmas Pig to you, Sunil.
Thank you. Happy Christmas Pig to you, Alistair, and to you, James. I still don't really know what that is, but...
Stop undermining Christmas Pig.
Right, there's been a vague story about a saint who built a church near a pig.
You're like the Scrooge of Christmas Pig.
You
bookkeeping stuff. There's more lines from the Muppets version.
Is this a Christmas special?
Yeah, it's the Christmas special. Why do you think we keep saying Christmas?
I'm looking in the background of your... Okay, Alistair, the background is quite Christmassy. That's quite nice.
That's a Christmas tree there. I've got a goth Christmas tree made of bones.
Goth Christmas tree? What's that?
It's made of driftwood, so it's very spooky.
Didn't know goths celebrated Christmas.
Well, we do.
You're not goth. Don't call yourself
a goth. I'm
a goth
now. Hey, what am I wearing? I'm wearing a black Dungeons and Dragons hoodie.
Black
so
and red, though.
I think I know a thing or two about counterculture.
Well, have either of you two got advent calendars?
Yes.
Yes.
Which ones?
We've got a chocolate one that is raided on the regs.
and I have a vegan chocolate one, which they've really captured the taste of bad advent calendar chocolate. It tastes exactly the same as rubbish, real
like
chocolate.
Hershey's, like
yeah. Really cardboardy. I feel like it takes on the taste of the box.
Right.
You know?
My mum bought us 4 advent calendars, one each for the parents, one each for the kids, 2 Dairy Milk advent calendars, 1 Hey Dougie and 1 Paw Patrol.
Which one did you go for?
I wanted the Dairy Milk, but I wasn't there on the 1st of December, and the kids bagsied the Dairy Milks each, and
what?
I've been relegated
so
to
Paw
Patrol.
Patrol.
I've got a Paw Patrol advent calendar with, Mum doesn't listen to this podcast, bad chocolate in it.
Is one of them in the shape of a bone? Please tell me at least that it's shaped.
Yeah. The Hey Dougie one and the Paw Patrol one, they're both canine, yes. So it's all looks and tastes like dog food.
Right. Oof. You can go to the shop tomorrow and buy whichever one you want.
That's a good
We're grown-ups.
Yeah.
But if you had to choose a Cadbury's chocolate treat, is the one you'd recommend the one that you think stands out from the others?
If I had a choice of all the Cadbury's...
If you had to choose of all of them, or any brand, it doesn't have to be Cadbury's, but I just thought you're probably a Cadbury's man.
Cream egg. Brunch bar isn't a treat. It's actually very good for you.
It's actually nutritious.
It's nutrition. It's basically a workout.
For the mouth.
It's like eating celery. It's taking calories to eat it.
You can starve just eating Cadbury's brunch bars. It's like rabbits. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I reckon if you ate just Cadbury's brunch bars, you'd probably lose a lot of weight. As in, it's bad for you. Yeah. You'd be pretty ill. It's good to have a varied diet of different flavors of brunch bar.
I tried to wrap this up really nicely and neatly, James. And you derailed this with advent calendars. So when it comes to the edit, I don't want to be getting complaints in WhatsApp.
I don't feel like much has happened in this podcast.
We don't need to do the scores. We don't need to do anything.
No, I'll score something.
It's going to be out of 5, as ever. So first category would be supernatural.
0.
What? It came to him in a dream.
Yeah, that was God. That's not supernatural.
Yeah, and pigs moving bricks is just nature. 0.
Okay.
0 out of 5.
Second is naming. We've got St. Brannock, who's almost unknown.
And Braunton. No, it's pretty... couldn't be a more sort of rubbish. Beige name.
I think the scoring section was a mistake. I think it's a very low score.
Okay, final category. Given it's Christmas pig, the score is... This category is pig.
5, yeah.
Yeah, it's more than 5 because you had that sow with loads of...
30.
30, yeah.
36, 38 pigs in total.
Oh, I thought it was out of 5.
Yeah, it is out of 5, yeah. But it's got to be a 5.
Great. Well, thanks very much.
30, yeah.
Christmas pig, everyone.
Christmas pig.